It is the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener Radio Show on 860 AM WNOV and W293 CX 106.5. Wherever you may be listening, however you may be listening, whether on those particular stations, the TuneIn app, the Simple Radio app, the radio tab on the WisconsinVegetableGardener.com website, or anywhere in between. I am your host, Joy Baird. Beside me is my wife, co-host, best friend, and gardening partner,
Holly Baird.
The WisconsinVegetableGardener.com is your destination for all things gardening. Over 900 videos now on the website, short and long format for your educational and entertainment purposes, as well as on the main page, a segment, a portion where you can watch segmentations of this program in studio video and podcast. You planting vegetables in which you felt you couldn't plant, you couldn't grow on your property because you didn't have a big garden like you remember your parents or grandparents or neighbors having years ago. There's a bunch of varieties that you can grow in containers, raised beds, or actually in the ground that do not take a massive amount of space. A lot of people think, and Holly, you grew up in the city. A lot of people probably have the perception that I don't have a large area, so I can't grow this type of vegetable or fruit.
Well, right. There's certain vegetables you might feel that you can't grow because, like you said, you might not think you have a lot of space. But that's not always necessarily true. Like, for example, you can a lot of people enjoy beans. So you could grow pole beans in a 5-gallon bucket and then attach a trellis to that bucket.
Or put it up against a fence, or if you have, we've talked about this fence, make sure you have the rights on both sides or agreement. But pole beans are incredibly easy to grow. One of the easiest crops to grow. I mean, you do have some issues with the potential of bean rust later on in the season. But other than that, it's like simple. Plant the bean seed. You don't have to buy the starts. You don't buy the starts. You just buy the seeds. And they're still
beans in a bucket.
Even bush beans in a bucket. As long as that container has drainage holes, ladies and gentlemen, because you got to have drainage holes in your containers.
And you want to make sure you're planting the right size. You cannot plant something like a tomato plant in a 1-gallon bucket, your like ice cream bucket, because that tomato plant will fail. Those tomato plants want at least probably about a 5-gallon bucket size.
To get production, to get something worth your effort. So, and let's talk about tomatoes. There's all kinds of varieties. We would recommend a compact variety tomato. And you can find these even at Blue Mel's. There's some compact varieties or hanging basket varieties. You could start your tomato seeds from seed now in the garden. And Holly, you did this for years before you even knew such a thing as a transplant.
Well, yeah,
I'm not faulting you. I'm just letting you know that there are individuals who just plant the actual seed in the ground and don't worry about a transplant.
Right, that's what we did. Every Memorial Day weekend, we put the seeds in the ground, tomatoes, cucumbers.
You didn't go to the garden center and buy the starts. You physically put the seed in the ground.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
and we still had tomatoes in August.
Okay, that's fine.
And like everything, we just put in the ground, seeds in the ground.
So compact variety tomatoes, very easy.
Don't judge me.
I'm not judging you. I'm just making it a point because a lot of people may think that you have to go and buy
$2
start.
No, you absolutely do not have to.
Right.
Yeah.
And then we talked about pole beans. Let's talk about cucumbers because a lot of people think cucumbers are this very sprawling, viney vegetable, which to a certain extent is true, but there are varieties in which are bush variety cucumbers.
Right. There are bush variety cucumbers out there, and they are nice for containers, or if you have a small garden space, they're going to be a nice little compact cucumber bush.
You can also grow them in a trellis. Same as the pole beans. Put them on a trellis, and they're elevated, and you can see them just fine. With that being, now, the next one here, a lot of people is going to go, wait, whoa, hold on, this doesn't make sense. Pumpkin, there's several different varieties of pumpkins. There's Jack B. Littles, which are the little decorative pumpkins you buy at Halloween. There's jack-o'-lanterns, which are the ones that you buy and carve out. They're not really good for eating. We've ate them, but they're very stringy. They're actually bred for the purpose of mass production and selling them for you to cut up for the kids or decorative purposes. Then there's the massive giant ones, the size of a small car. Those are the general eating pumpkin will take up most times 30 to 40, sometimes 60 square foot of area if you allow it to do that. But you can control the vines in which you can get pumpkins in a relatively small area. We had at Holly's sister's, we planted some Giardia pumpkins, which are a bluish gray pumpkin. and got 45 pounds worth of pumpkins off of them growing out of a bag of compost. They did sprawl very rapidly and wildly because they didn't control them. But you can control them. You can cut them back as they grow. That does a couple of things. That puts more energy into the fruit production of the plant. And also, it keeps the vines from going all over the place.
Right.
So pumpkins can be done. Pumpkins, I would wait until about next week you could plant your pumpkins and be safe, because pumpkins really need a lot of warm soil to grow very well. So that would be something that you can do that maybe a lot of people didn't think you could grow. So you can grow pumpkins for decorative purposes. We grow it for fruit production because we think that's more valuable than buying a pumpkin and cutting it up.
Yeah, one thing I want to mention here,
yes,
is radishes. You can fit 16 radishes in 1 square foot. So that's good. That's
in the spring and fall, don't plant radishes now because they will go straight to seed. But also those seed pods in a green
state.
But carrots
you can do 16 in a square foot as well.
Right.
So if you're thinking about root crops, even beets you can do 9 in a square foot. So that's something to consider.
And with the radishes, if you, when I say bolt or go to seed, they put a central stalk on, flower, and then produce seed pods. In a green state, those seed pods are edible, and they taste just like the bulbs. So if your radishes, you could potentially plant radishes now, let them go to seed and eat the seed pods. There are some varieties in which only produce the seed pods for edible purposes. So, you know, that's a couple of things there. Peppers,
yeah, you could fit probably about 2 per square foot.
Yeah.
Might be pushing a little bit, but you could probably get 2 in a 5-gallon bucket.
Yeah, and again, works very well.
And you can put those seeds just right in the ground, too.
Well, you could, but I would recommend if you're going to go peppers, spend the couple of bucks at Bluemel's and actually buy the starts, because peppers are very, very slow-growing vegetable. Tomatoes are very rapidly growing. Peppers will take a very long time. That's why we start our peppers indoors for our particular gardens middle of February, and we plant them out Memorial Day weekend because they take so long to grow. So invest a little bit of money on the little money you invest in a plant start at Bluemel's will the return on investment will be, you know, multiple compared to what you buy at the store, because an organic pepper, Holly, is what, a couple bucks?
Right. Well, not like, you mean like one pepper?
Well, however you buy them in packs of three, they're much more expensive than buying the plant and getting the production off the plant.
Right, and the thing, you know, even us, we started a lot of seeds in that one year. I think that was, 2 years ago, our peppers got taken over with aphids in the greenhouse, and we had to go buy a couple pepper plants.
Right, and there's nothing wrong with that. We try to grow as many things from seed and not have to purchase them, but there's times where it's good to have that backup. And we had the problem with the aphids again this year, but I was able to control it with soapy water and very diligently watching them and treating them like little children, basically, and making sure that they were healthy. And now they're almost all on the ground now, and they're doing fine. So we were able to save those peppers that way. So just because you have a little space, don't just say, okay, I'm just going to let the grass grow or the weeds grow up. Try to utilize that space. Grow something.
Or if you don't want to turn your soil over or use your soil, you think your soil might be shady or you don't know, then you can definitely think about some containers as well.
Yeah, containers, grow bags, buckets, straw bales works just well.